Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure, and it's like a dream come true for me. I know it is for you, too. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use that to your advantage. It's free. Everything there is free except for the books. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is about, comes by email on Sunday. And the blog is updated every weekday. And we'll send it to you, or you can just come and get it. Don't forget all the other things, like all of the body of work that Christian Arnold has deposited with us over the many years that she's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Christian is our teamwork expert. She's an international speaker and consultant working with folks to help them with the training their teams how to achieve exceptional results. She's the author of Team Basics and Team Energizer and a little book you can put in your pocket, Email Basics. More importantly, she's our good friend. Christian, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Congratulations on National Business Women's Week.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. How come you guys get a whole week? You know, guys don't even get 1 week.
We don't even get Boss's Day on Monday.
Okay, but that's not just for guys.
Well.
And, you know, it might as well have been any other day. I got nothing on Boss's Day.
Oh, well, now, whose fault is that, Jim?
I don't know. I had to remind them that it was Boss's Day. And then I got a flyby, you know, I got a drive-by Happy Boss's Day kind of thing, you know. But, you know, I'm like Rodney Dangerfield around here. I get no respect.
Well, I'm not exactly sure who's celebrating National Business Women's Week the entire week anyway, so don't worry about it.
Well, we are around here. But, you know, I think what happened in the Boss's Day thing, I think they didn't actually say it, but I got the feeling that they said, what makes you think you're the boss?
So what does make you think you're the boss?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because my name's on the door. Maybe that's that would kind of give me a little bit of a tip off.
That could be. Or maybe you're the one that stays awake all night.
That's it. That's it. And I turn the lights on and I turn the lights off.
There you go.
Yeah. So what's it like being a businesswoman? I mean, we're a highly successful professional in the Coast Guard for a number of years, and you came out of the Coast Guard and started your own business. And what's that like?
Wow, what an open-ended question. Audience members, what's it like? I mean, I can tell you what it's like for me in that it's wonderful and I'd never go back. Some days are better than others, but I really like being in charge of my own parade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel...
What are the circumstances that you have found when you felt like there was a disadvantage or you were encumbered in some way because you were female?
You know, I don't really look at it that way.
I don't mean that you walk around with a chip on your shoulder. I know you don't do that. But I mean where you know, you put your best foot forward and the result, when the result happened, whatever it might have been, getting a loan, leasing a building, hiring an employee, getting a customer, whatever, you felt like you were dissed or somehow you were disadvantaged or people treated you like, you know, a child of a lesser god because you were a woman business owner, not a guy business owner.
Well, I look at it that's their problem because they're ignorant and they just don't know any better.
Yeah.
So I go find somebody else that I can partner with. And
move right on.
Yeah. I just move on.
Good.
I mean, I think the world's a big enough place that there are people who... See, I think you do business with people that you like to do business with. And if somebody's mm-hmm. going to treat you the wrong way or you don't appreciate, then move on. Go find somebody else that you want to work with.
Well, see,
there are plenty of banks out there.
I'm glad you said that, Christian, because I have had all those same things happen to me. All the things that I hear women say that, you know, this person was mean to me or this person didn't give me this opportunity or whatever, and they assumed it was because they were female. Every one of those things have happened to me.
Yeah, and it may not be because you're female. It might be because that person had a bad day. It might be that, you know,
they just didn't like you.
they don't like you, or they don't like the your application, or they don't, I mean, the excuse of I'm a woman and I'm not treated with the same respect as a man in the workplace, especially these days, you know, I find that that gets really thin. You know, it's kind of like your comment about, by the way, folks, if you don't subscribe to Jim Blasingame's newsletter, you're missing out on a great newsletter that comes to you once a week. This week's is talking about William the Conqueror, who used to be William the Bastard, so to speak. But, you know, when he fell face down in the mud, this is a great story. I mean, how did he respond to it? And he responded like, oh, look, I'm, what was it?
I've claimed the soil of England in my hands.
And it, because people could have looked at that and said, oh, that's a bad omen. Look, he's got mud on his face, bad stuff, bad juju. But, you know, he turned it around into a positive. And the question that I have is that how many of us, you know, blame other people or we whine about it versus just saying, hey, look at what an opportunity we have. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe that there's reasons why we don't get what we want. Like, we didn't get that loan from that bank, but it made us work harder to find money in other places, which were better places. I think the world works in very cosmic ways.
Well, and I think we, well said, Kristen. And I'll tell you, folks, if you ever wondered why Kristen was as successful before, now you know why, because she takes charge of her own life. She doesn't let other people get in her way. She doesn't let other people control her life. And Kristen, good for you for that. But let me ask you this question. Let's change over to your one of your favorite topics. Let's talk about teamwork for just a little bit. When you work with men and women to help build teams, how are men and women working together these days?
I think they're working pretty well together. The issue that I have is: is there enough diversity in the team? If it's too many women, it's not very functional. If it's too many men, it's a little bit less functional. I think it's nice when you've got a good blend of men and women, older and younger.
Yeah.
Different backgrounds. It's that whole diversity issue. Because if everybody looked at the world the same way, you wouldn't need a team.
But does diversity itself ever get in the way?
When cultures provide the reasons why it gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Stand by. When we come back, I want to ask Kristen to talk some more about this team building thing. And how do we do it, especially in our small businesses? I think we need to be a little more conscious of team work and team building, not just letting it happen in our small businesses. I know I do. 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Kristen Arnold. She's the author of Team Energizers. Mr. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from the Innocent Age album, one of the best albums of all time. It's a double, by the way. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend Kristen Arnold, our team building expert. And if you need to have your teams get organized, or if you even need to identify whether you have teams or not and get those folks to working with each other better, Kristen is the person you want to talk to. Kristen, give us your website, please.
It's www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Extraordinaryteam.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find your books there, too, can't they?
Sure can.
And if they want you to come and speak to their group or help them get their cornflakes together, you can do that for them, can't you?
Sure can.
They can find out all about that at your website. Okay, we're talking about, it's National Business Women's Week, and when you, I'm not trying to pick anything out of you here. I'm not trying to cause any, to incite any controversy or anything. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But when you're working with men and women in teams, who is the group that which gender is better at working in teams? Are guys better? Are ladies better? What is it?
Well, how about if I reframe this, Jim?
Okay, go ahead.
And this might help the business owners out there that are listening, is that there are basically three things that I look for in identifying how a team's working together. One is, are they getting the results that they're committed to? Are they using a smooth process? And are they building the relationship so that they're willing to work together at a later date? Okay. So if you look at those three things, it's almost like a tripod, and they all need to be balanced. And what I find, and I'm speaking very generically, is that men tend to focus on the results. Like Vince Lombardi, focus on results, results, results. We're going to win. We're going to win.
Right.
And that can be a little unhealthy if you don't pay attention to the process that you're using to get those results in the relationships of the people on the team.
Right.
Okay? Women, I'm speaking very generically, tend to focus on the relationship stool, making sure that people stay in harmony with each other and that everybody's playing nice and fair and things. So what that does is it creates a dynamic where the woman is paying, or the women are paying attention to the relationship piece,
feelings.
Where the men are paying attention to the task piece. And the process piece is kind of interesting because that's what kind of bridges the two, is what are we focusing on? Are we doing activities that contribute to the results of the team? Are we making sure that things are moving smoothly, that we're taking it in a lockstep? And here's what I think is interesting. I think guys don't think in process as much as women do. And when I say process means what are the tasks, the activities to get from point A to point B. And here's an analogy. When a guy goes shopping, he walks into Home Depot,
knows what he
grabs
wants.
The stuff, goes out, goes back home, and then goes, oops, I forgot the wrench or screwdriver or whatever, and has to go back to Home Depot, comes back. And
this took a nasty little turn, didn't it?
Yeah, well, okay. It's just my example.
I got you.
A woman will tend to say, I need to go to the grocery store, I need to go to the hardware store, I need to go here, I need to, and they'll think in, like, the domino effect. First this has to happen, then this has to happen, and then I can come home. She might also forget the screwdriver and go back.
Yeah.
But it's more of a sequential processing. And I think that's a piece that when you're looking at how our teams working together, you've got to have all three of those pieces together. And I find that the process is the bridge that helps men and women work better on a team. And my just observation, and this is anecdotal, so I might be stepping in it, who knows, is that women tend to think process more than men.
But men tend to think more strategically, I think, than women do. And I see your point, and I think men need to be, and on teams, men need to focus a little more on the relationships. I agree with you, and I think sometimes women need to focus a little more on the results.
Absolutely. Now, your comment is interesting, that men think more strategically than women.
Yeah.
I think
I believe that.
I'm not exactly convinced of that one. 30% of the population tends to be more intuitive and visionary. 70% are more detail-oriented. And so statistically, I think that women will tend to be more detail-oriented simply because they're the ones that get assigned to the teams to do the work.
Right. This could get out of hand, folks. I'm glad we only have about three. I mean, I always miss Kristen when she's not here, but right now I'm kind of glad we only got 30 seconds left, Kristen, because this is going to get out of hand. Kristen, you got 30 seconds. What's your last thought? You get to give us your best shot.
Oh, just embrace the diversity of the team. Whatever people's strengths that they bring to the team, whether it's strategic or detail or process-oriented, leverage those strengths to make sure that your team is working together, both from a results, process, and relationship point of view.
And be tolerant of all perspectives.
Absolutely.
Kristen Arnold, give us your website again, please.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Thank you for being here, Kristen. You're the best.
Thanks.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with our resident banker, Michael Menzies, the president and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.